Troops enforcing martial law in Guinea fired shots in the air today to keep people off the streets as the military tried to curtail deadly protests aimed at unseating President Lansana Conte. Opposition leaders and trade unions accuse Conte, the ailing leader who seized power over two decades ago in an army coup, of violating a power-sharing agreement and have demanded he step down. At least 27 people have been killed in 3 days of protests and clashes with security forces. François Grenon, West Africa director of the International Crisis Group, said the unrest had the potential to destabilize the whole region.
Well, the situation is quite dire. We have people being killed, houses being searched, some support from foreign countries, in particular ex-combatants from Liberia. Indications that President Vieira of Guinea-Bissau has been supporting him. This could lead to regional, you know, serious regional implications and the destabilization of neighboring Liberia and Guinea-Bissau and of course, Sierra Leone. When we have these kind of situations, there is an international responsibility to act. And in this respect, the responsibility of the French and the U.S. government are important. They have the capacity to act. They have support. Still, they have relations with the Guinean armed forces. They can pass messages to the Guinean armed forces that they will not tolerate a coup attempt, they will not tolerate the establishment of military regime, and that any bloodbath will be severely, you know, sanctioned and followed by judicial prosecutions. This is a message that needs to be given to give a warning so that the killings stop.